Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. A hadith from Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, reads that in every night of the blessed month of Ramadan, God forgives millions of sinners, and in the last night, he forgives as many sinners that he has forgiven throughout the month. Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, also says that in the month of Ramadan, God assigns the angels to seek forgiveness for those who fast, and in the last night, the angels give good news of forgiveness of all their sins. So let us repent and beseech to God to forgive our sins in the remaining days and nights of this blessed month. As the proverb reads, "Procrastination is the thief of time." According to the Islamic teachings, procrastination is one of the tricks of Satan. In other words, Satan keeps telling us that there is time to repent, whereas nobody knows when he or she will die. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "Penitence means regretting by heart, seeking forgiveness by tongue, practical abandonment of sin, and decision not to commit it again. Such penitence is called Tauban Nasuh, or pure penitence, penitence with no return to sin. The Prophet of Islam used to seek forgiveness 70 times every day while he was infallible and immune from any sin or mistake. By the way, how should we seek forgiveness and repent with so many sins? Well, we should never lose our hope in God's mercy. Despair of God's mercy is a great sin itself." Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, "Any servant who regrets the commitment of a sin, God will forgive his sin before he seeks forgiveness. But we should heed the fact that insistence on sin and appealing to God for forgiveness is a kind of ridiculing ourselves. The best time for abandoning sins is the blessed month of Ramadan." Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace upon him, says that God-weariness is the prelude for penitence, and God has made fasting of Ramadan a prelude for God-weariness. Now, in this part of the program, let us mention some of other things that nullify fasting. A frequently asked question in this regard is the activities related to dentistry. Generally speaking, none of the activities at the dentist nullifies fasting, provided that nothing goes down the throat. However, it is better to go to the dentist after iftar, as most of the dental treatments include bleeding and it is hard not to swallow blood. All of us know that the aim of fasting is not solely abstaining from eating and drinking. There are lofty spiritual goals in fasting, so that Imam Baqir, peace upon him, says, "Islam has been based on five things: prayer, zakat or almsgiving, hajj, fasting, and velayat, or God-given authority of the Prophet and the infallible Imams." According to this hadith, fasting is one of the pillars of Islam. Imam Baqir, peace upon him, said to his companion Jabir, "O Jabir, anyone who enters the month of Ramadan fasts in its days, spends its nights in prayer and supplication, keeps his rebellious self away from mean desires, his tongue from any forbidden saying, his eyes from any forbidden sin, and his disturbance from people. He will come out of his sins like the day in which he was born, and he will have no sin. Imam Baqir, peace upon him, says that the most important way of controlling the self and salvation is to be God-wary. He wrote to one of his followers, "Indeed, God safeguards the servant against what is hidden from the reach of intellect through God-wariness and compensates his blindness and ignorance through God-wariness. It was through God-wariness that Noah and his companions were saved on the ship, and it was through God-wariness that Saleh and his companions were saved from the thunderbolt, and it was through God-wariness that the patient have been successful and those groups were saved from destruction." The Prophet's fifth infallible successor has also said, "Everything has a spring, and the spring of the Qur'an is the month of Ramadan. Recitation of the Qur'an and pondering on it leads to self-building and salvation from absurdity, aimlessness, perversion, and corruption. We appeal to God to help us to be careful of every minute action and thought in this month so that the way is paved for us to be God's true servants and gain His proximity."